Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, "The Lord be magnified." But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks about me. You are my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. After these things, the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended the king. He put them into prison where Joseph was bound. They dreamed a dream, both of them, in one night, and there was no one to interpret the dream. The chief butler told his dream to Joseph. In my dream, a vine was before me, and on the vine were three branches, which bloomed with clusters of ripe grapes. Joseph said, "This is the interpretation of your dream. The three branches are 3 days." In 3 days you will be restored to your place, but think on me when it will be well with you, and make mention of me to Pharaoh. In my dream, and I had 3 white baskets on my head. The birds ate from the baskets. Joseph said, "The 3 baskets are 3 days." Within those days, Pharaoh will hang you on a tree. And it came to pass that the 3rd day he restored the chief butler to his station, but he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. At the end of 2 full years, Pharaoh dreamed that he stood by a river. His spirit was troubled, and he sent for all the magicians of Egypt. But there was none that could interpret them. The chief butler spoke to Pharaoh and said, "There was with us a young man, a Hebrew, and he interpreted to us our dreams." Then Pharaoh called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it." Joseph said, "It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. There is coming 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and then there will be 7 years of famine." Was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and went throughout all the land of Egypt. In the 7 plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. He gathered up all the food of the 7 years and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city. Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea until he stopped numbering, for it was without number. When all of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. He said, "Go to Joseph, and whatever he says to you, do." The famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. Thank you. countries came to Egypt to Joseph to buy corn. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why do you just look at each other? There is corn in Egypt. Go and buy for us, that we may live and not die." And Joseph's 10 brothers went, but Benjamin was not sent with his brothers. Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he that sold to all the people of the land. Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth. Joseph knew his brothers, but made himself foreign to them and spoke roughly to them. He said, "Where are you from?" They said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." They said, "We are all one man's sons. We are honest men, and your servants are not spies. Your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And the youngest is with our father, and one is not." Joseph said, "You are spies. You shall not leave here unless your youngest brother come hither. Send one of you to fetch your brother." He put them all together into a ward 3 days. Joseph said, "The third day, this do and live, for I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of you be bound in the house of your prison and God. Carry corn for the famine of your houses, but bring back your youngest brother to me. So shall your words be verified, and you shall not die." And they did so. They said to each other, "We are verily guilty concerning our brother, when we saw the anguish of his soul, when he besought us and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us." Reuben said, "Did I not say, 'Do not sin against the child,' and you would not hear?" So his blood is required. They did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them by an interpreter, and he turned away and wept. Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provisions for the way. As one of them opened his sack on the way, and he saw his money, for it was in the sack's mouth, he said to his brothers, "My money is restored, and it is even in my sack." And they were afraid, saying, "What is this that God has done to us?" They came to Jacob their father and told him all that befell them. Jacob said, "I am bereaved of my children." Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and you will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If something befall him by the way, then you will bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave." Their father Israel said to them, "If it must be so, now do this. Take of the best fruits in the land and carry a present of honey, spices, myrrh, nuts, and almonds. Take double the money in your hands and the money that was given back to you. Take also your brother and go. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved, I am bereaved." When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, "Bring these men home, for these men shall dine with me at noon." The men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house. they bowed down their heads and made obeisance. Joseph saw his brother Benjamin, and he sought where he might go to weep. He entered into his chamber and wept there.